do you serve? Explain to us who's coming here for help.
We often find that we service folks who come from different minority or underserved populations. For over 30 years, we've really been a home and a safe place for the LGBTQ community. And we're very proud of that legacy, and we continue to grow, particularly in healthcare for the trans population in Buffalo and Western New York. It's very critical.
And when you look at the renderings of what you will have for the future here, you look like you're going into the high-tech century of what's being offered in medical care.
Yeah, we sure are. So our current medical facility was built to service about 300 to 400 individuals. We now see over 2,000. So in being able to do that, we have to grow along with the times. So we're really ecstatic that the whole entire second floor of the new building will be dedicated to the state-of-the-art medical group. We'll be expanding all of our different services, housing, care coordination, to better serve the clients.
Have you had to overcome a lot of stigmas because of AIDS and the other services that you provide for people, perhaps regarding drug abuse or things of that nature?
You know, we've been quite fortunate over the years to work very closely with our neighbors and the elected officials in the community who have just been phenomenally supportive of us. We take great pride, Ron Silveri, our CEO, in making sure that we treat our building, our campus, and the surrounding neighborhood truly as the neighborhood we are part of, and we're very respectful to those folks. So we're glad to say that we've had a wonderful relationship with neighbors and electeds, and it's thrilling to say that just recently in Jamestown, where we have a Southern Tier offices, the elected officials and community there asked us to expand our services to include syringe exchange because of the intravenous drug use epidemic in the Southern Tier. So we're thrilled that our reputation precedes us and that many years after opening our first facility, here's a community asking us to come in the door.
So in some ways, Buffalo and Evergreen together has been progressive.
I really think so. And it's been wonderful to watch the mindset in Buffalo continue to evolve and throughout the state, surely, and country. But I'd like to think that Ron and our board of directors and the staff who's been here many years have really been that touchstone for some more progressive thinking on how to get excellent health care and social health outcomes for folks who really need it most.
I assume you've saved some lives.
Absolutely. Many, many lives. And, you know, Evergreen started off many years ago as the AIDS Task Force, then as AIDS Community Services. And when the agency started, it was essentially a hospice for people dying with HIV and AIDS. We service a much broader population of chronic disease and different minority and refugee populations, but we're still improving our health outcomes every day. And as I mentioned, we have some folks who have been with us since the beginning, since those epidemic days of HIV. And because of changes in healthcare and prescriptions and medications and the absolutely incredible staff here at Evergreen, they're still with us today. They're living a healthy, prosperous life.
How is Evergreen funded? How do you do all this?
Sure. So we have many different contracts through the state and also federal government. And I'm sure to say, we have people who have been sending us $5 a month, $5 a year, $10, $20, $5,000, $20,000 for many years. And we've built that through fundraising efforts, through community building, and just the social support in Buffalo. Our board chairman, Joy Feldman, talks about her personal story and how she got involved. It's because she had a family member who was impacted by HIV. And she's been on our board, I believe, since 94 or 95, still here with us, because it means something. And she and the contacts she brings along with her is really integral to expanding the dollars and cents that it takes to really build a facility like this.